ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Drums was the instrument of choice for you, wasn't
no,
it?
No, I wish I could. I can't even air drum the right way.
Tambourine?
I wish. I had friends back in the day who can do the air drums, do it on their steering
wheel.
Okay,
time out. Who really can? Who can't do the air drums?
Me. I'm not good.
You're not doing anything.
You know where? Well, I mean, do you know which where are all your drums here?
My drums are invisible. So no, wherever I swing my hand, it's going to hit one.
Using the foot pedal too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So you're doing everything.
Yeah.
That's the silliest thing
I've ever heard. Well, look, I'm not good at the air drums.
I'm not good. I've never really played drums. Where you going up
the
top?
The drums are wherever you set them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a little air drums. Can we get a little music?
I'm not an air drums guy.
Oh, wait a minute. You just ripped me for saying that. I could do it. Right, you just ripped me for saying I'm not good at the air
drums.
Just
I got a little slow beat going on over here. I'm slaying the guitar. Come on, girl. Come on. We can both play the drums.
I went here early we there. See, that's what I'm. You're off.
I'm not off.
You were doing a whole big drum solo. Without the drum solo going on there.
I can't hear the song.
Turn it up in your headset.
Put my nuts on your drum set.
What are you doing? This ain't Step Brothers.
By the way, did we get some more information on a more serious note? That about Robert Quinn?
How do you go from that?
There's no easy segue. You just got to do it. You just got to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Quinn has COVID.
Yes.
Yes. So Brad Biggs is reporting this.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's what Brad Biggs is reporting.
I trust you.
Could get on the list for exposure and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he has tested positive for COVID. I believe if you're vaccinated, you will...
Two negative tests
within 48 hours.
So he's not officially ruled out for Sunday afternoon's game in Tampa, correct?
But it doesn't look... Great.
It's probably not, yeah.
Damn. No, I know. That's the player they could least afford to be without.
Okay, so the segue from the air drums to that to this is no smoother. But a plane dropped sewage on Windsor Man in his garden.
This happens a lot.
It happens way too much. I don't know what protocol is for dropping your garbage or your sewage out of a plane.
Yeah, right. Don't they just service it when you get to the gate? I mean, do they really dump it out over like fields and stuff?
I would hope not. But and here's the little side story here. A man and his garden were splattered in a very unpleasant way when human waste was dropped from a plane. The dumping happened fairly centrally to Windsor. Over on the across the pond, plane toilets store sewage in special tanks, but their contents are normally disposed of once the plane has landed.
That's what I'm saying, right? They don't do it over fields or just like in random land. That would be disgusting.
Right. One of the people in charge here says, "I know a number of incidents happen every year with frozen sewage from planes, but this wasn't frozen.
It's a poop popsicle."
And his whole garden was splattered in a very unpleasant way. He was out in the garden at the time, so a really horrible, horrible experience.
Nothing's worse than the Dave Matthews tour bus story from like 25 years ago.
I get it, but how do you get away with dumping waste from a plane?
I don't know if like I would ask for a pilot, and we have many pilots who listen to the show.
My dad
I would ask them, is there like a button that you hit to open up the sewer?
Open hatches!
Open the poop! Let's drain the toilet! Or does this just fall out? But Tyler, do you know that you know, this probably happened when you were very young. Do you know the Dave Matthews
No,
tour
I don't
bus
know
incident?
This one. I see it's popping up in the Twitch chat right now.
Everything so, happened when Tyler was very young.
And my buddy and I, we talk, when we get into detail, we get into detail about this. Like, so picture this. It's a nice, warm, sunny day. You're taking the architecture tour
on the
Chicago River. It's beautiful. You've got your kids. You're hanging out. They got a bar, cash bar there, too. You're enjoying the
what
skyline.
What does the cash bar have anything to do with this?
Because
we keep going.
This is a really nice boat ride, and you're taking in the sights, okay? And then there's the Dave Matthews tour bus, which is on the Kinzie Street Bridge, which then decides, and you know it's got all the grates, so stuff falls down. The tour bus driver decided to empty the toilet on the Kinzie Street Bridge just as the architecture boat was underneath it.
And the mom and her kids
and the husbands and everybody, as they were gazing upward at all of the skyscrapers, oh, look at the Sears Tower. And then all of a sudden,
Under the table and dreaming?
Yes. Yeah. That's very good. Good Dave Matthews reference.
Yeah.
And as their mouths are open.
Oh, God.
As they're gasping at the great sights that is the city of Chicago.
Mom, you think we could go to the Dave Matthews concert on Saturday? Oh, baby!
It's more than ants march. That is poop all over your face.
Yeah, poop on your face. We'll just use that as the nuttiest story of the day. It was brought to you by Screwball.
Oh, that wasn't your nutty. I thought the
You want to
say guys, that's where we learned the lesson that when you're looking up at tall buildings, close your mouth.
Keep your mouth closed. It's a good lesson, Black. Very good.
That is.
We're back in 2 minutes with Barstool Big Cat.
From the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio on WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, this is ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Barstool Big Cat with Waddle and Sylvie.
We got to do it more. We got to do, I went away from it being like, hey, we should do this more often.
Be here Tuesdays at 4.
If we did that as a fake name, people would be like, dude, that's too far.
Barstool Big Cat.
Packing a car with two little kids and like doing the Tetris move to get the whole car full, I've never felt, I earned my dad pinstripes.
Barstool Big Cat on ESPN 1000.
That's right, Barstool Big Cat. Every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, brought to you by our great friends at 3Chi, the leader in hemp-derived Delta 8 products. Use promo code ESPN21 to receive 5% off your order at 3CHI.com. J.R. Strauss was telling us how good that is. And I've been hearing RJ lately on the radio station from the Curcio Law Offices.
Yes.
Great people over there. They're going to win you a court case. They're going to get to know you in the process and not just treat you like another, you know, just random case, random person. All right, Barstool Big Cat joins us on the Corona Hotline right now. So How are you feeling about Aaron Rodgers? I think maybe he was talking directly to you when he says, I own you, I still effing own you.
I'm sad. Can we sue Aaron Rodgers? Can we use that? I think actually it's the perfect sponsors because I need some 3Chi when I think too hard about how Aaron Rodgers owns me. And then I want to sue him because if he owns me, he's doing, you know, he's got to start paying some bills around here. It's, you know, I got some health problems. You know, if he's our owner, right? Like a leaky faucet has to be fixed.
Yes.
I got a little bit of a gimpy ankle right now. Fix it, Aaron Rodgers. You own me. I'm so sad, though. That was, I don't know how you guys feel right now, but, like, I went into that game, and I guess this is every single year, but yeah. I went into that game being like, maybe we can do something here. And then the first drive happens. I had a responsibly large wager on the Bears money line. And it's the same old song and dance year after year. We've beaten him, 3 times in the last 10 years? It stinks. It really, really stinks.
4 out of the last, 22-4?
5-22, okay, the Bears 22, are against Aaron Rodgers. Yes. When he starts and he plays the full game, I think or something like
that.
Man,
that's owning. That's owning somebody.
But in like Waddle and I, though, we were breaking this down. And I'm with you. I thought they had a real good chance to win this game. Waddle, not as much as me when it was 17-14. But like, we're more mad at Bears ownership. Like, I'd rather Aaron Rodgers own us than the McCaskies.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. This should be an embarrassing thing for the Bears ownership, that the Green Bay Packers quarterback walks into Soldier Field, he says he owns us to the fans, and you know what? He's right. Like, that's the worst part about it. It's not just, you know, talking trash and being like, oh, okay, this is fine, whatever, we'll get him next time. No, he's right. You can't really put up a fight, and you can't say anything contrary. So it should be incredibly embarrassing for everyone in Halas Hall, and it doesn't feel like it is sometimes. It feels like we as fans take the brunt of the embarrassment here, and it just stinks. It just feels like a situation that is never really going to get better. And, you know, I was saying on Part of My Take on Monday, like, the 2 days of the year that I dread the most are when the Bears play the Packers, because we're going to play them again later in December. I think it's Sunday Night Football.
It's going to be even worse.
If there is a God, he will flex it out. I already told my intern that he has permission to hit me with a frying pan right before the game, so I don't have to suffer through it. Because you know what? The optimist in me will tell me that the Bears have a chance. You know, as we go on in the week, I will gain some confidence, and then it will be the exact same thing, and it will feel the exact same way. And I'm tired of it. And I think you guys are tired of it.
Yes. What kind of nut punch will it be if, in fact, 2022 gets here? He's still under contract. He's still in a Packers uniform.
I was trying to explain it to someone on Monday. Like, this is why I was so obsessed with the idea of Aaron Rodgers retiring. This is why, as Bears fans, we were like, please go host Jeopardy. Because he tortures us. He tortures us, and he gets a satisfaction out of it. He's sick. He's a sick person. He really is. He needs to seek help. It's perverted what he does to the Bears, and gets joy out of it. And I don't know if you guys saw, but I got ratioed, as they call it on the internet. I tweeted that it was disgusting, and how can kids watch? And I tagged the NFL. I think I had like 2,000 replies. Because it caught into, like, mainstream of people who don't know that, like, I'm being tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
And people were just – my mentions are still just being hammered by people just belittling me. But I do – there's a small part of me that thinks that Aaron Rodgers should be – what's taunting anymore? If that's not taunting, I don't know what is. And
that's I still
haven't seen a picture of any Bears fans giving the finger to Aaron Rodgers. Right. I saw that one Photoshop. The Photoshop picture. That was a sick, nice edit by whoever did that. But I still have not seen conclusive documentation that anyone did anything to Aaron Rodgers, except Aaron Rodgers just being a meanie, a big meanie.
It's a good point about the taunting. You could clap at a player and you get thrown for 15 yards of the
taunting. He's taunting the fans,
and
not another player.
He's taunting
player.
The entire city and everything. Like, oh, look at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he compound fractured your psyche.
He swore, yes, you're right. A dirty taunt. Yeah.
I never swear. I never, ever swear. So that word has been introduced into my household now. It's disgusting. Where are we going to stop? Society is falling apart because of people like Aaron Rodgers.
I agree with you. It's a bad example. What would you guys rather? Today's a Would You Rather Tuesday. Send in your Would You Rathers. Hashtag it WS Would You Rather for Waddle Sylvie. Would You Rather? Send them to Black. Send them to Tyler Aki. And we'll read the best ones. Would you rather Aaron Rodgers return next year in a Packers uniform?
Yeah.
Or Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace return with the Bears?
Oh, wait. So if Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace return, Aaron Rodgers does it, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Aaron Rodgers returns, but we have new leadership.
Nah, I'd like to turn the page.
I would, too.
You're going to beat them next year anyway.
Yeah, you got to turn the page. And let's hope that turning the page in Green Bay isn't another 20 years with Jordan Love.
Yes.
Because that's the... Oh, my God. I don't know how much more I can take.
Big Cat, that is the one thing that I think we've all just ignored, and I get it. The reports out of Green Bay have been less than effusive in terms of the praise for Jordan Love when they've seen him in training camp. But I am going to be late to that party, as I'm late to most parties, that Jordan Love is going to be the one guy that doesn't look like the last two. Like, you watch... Jordan Love will take the field whenever he takes over, and he'll look just like Aaron Rodgers out there.
I don't think so.
Really? How can you guarantee that?
What if they get Trey Lance? Like we were talking about, what if they trade Aaron Rodgers for Trey Lance, and Trey Lance is that guy?
I'm just saying I'm not willing to just suggest to you that Jordan Love is going to be the answer to all our prayers.
I completely agree. I actually went down memory lane last week because the Bengals, or it was 2 weeks ago when the Packers were going to the Bengals, and I remembered, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I think it was 2006, I want to say, when Brett Favre was looking like, you know, he was completely washed up, and there was a play where he basically ran 15 yards down the field and then tried to throw the ball still. And I remember sitting there being like, finally, it's over. Like, Brett Favre is washed. And then what happened? Brett Favre still went to another NFC Championship game. And then what happens after that? Aaron Rodgers comes along. So, like, I agree with you, Waddle. Like, there's nothing that tells me that this is going to stop unless the Bears ownership starts doing things that a good, competent organization does. It goes back to what we were saying at the beginning here. It feels like we carry the brunt of the embarrassment, and the ownership is fine with putting together a team that every 10 years or so can like pop up and be more than competent, and then we can, you know, hold us over for another 10 years.
Where's your liking of what Fields is doing?
So I, you know, the first drive was great. He's still making some great throws. I think the problem right now is, and this is a rookie problem, but his processing does feel like a step slow. And I, you know, it was something that he did at Ohio State as well. I would like to see him make a few more plays with his feet, because it does seem like times where he can make a play with his feet, but he instead is trying to get more time for his receivers. And, I mean, we're not going to fool anyone. I don't think we have the most dynamic offense to begin with. So there are times when it feels like if he makes that quick decision, if the read isn't there, he could probably get some more yards with his feet instead of what he's doing is gaining more time in the pocket or running around in the backfield, and then it ends up him getting hit or, you know, incomplete pass. So I think that just I'm still very high on him, but it does feel like the processing needs to come along. It's like that split second that's just a little bit slow. Maybe he's not seeing it all the way. That should come with time, but that's being an honest assessment of the situation. I'm not going to sit here and be like, he's incredible, lighting the world on fire.
Did you like what the Bills did last night at the end of the game?
I loved it. I can't believe people argue against this. It's crazy to me. To get, first of all, not every fourth and one is equal. Yeah. And I mean that by the way that, like, you can have fourth and one, it'd be 1.5. That was fourth and one with 12 inches. So, and you have Josh Allen. I think I saw a stat last year, fourth and one or less for the Bills was 94% conversion with Josh Allen. So, I like that. I like winning in regulation. I think that kicking a field goal there makes no sense to me, especially because your defense couldn't stop anything the Titans were doing in the second half. So I'm all for it. And I know there's kind of a wave of analytics and aggressive coaching that I think is going to start. The pendulum might swing back, but I think these are the right calls. Like, this is something to me that, like, I would much rather see my team try to go for the win then play with a field goal and then leave it up to a coin flip.
Where was your money last night?
I was on the over, so I can speak confidently saying I was already won. Yeah, no, what I did was I started arguing for the Bills, saying that was the smart move, and I had a lot of people pushing back, and then I realized about 20 minutes after I was arguing online that the majority of people that were probably arguing with me had the Bills -5.5.
Sure.
And we're rooting for overtime where they had a chance to still cover the spread.
Yeah.
All right. Hang in there because I've got a laundry list for you. All right. On my laundry list is your former head coach, Brett Bielema, going after the Illini roster. I've got Kyle Schwarber mashing. I've got the Bulls are back. And I've got Coach O. We got to get you on the record on Coach O.
And, of course, Knoxville. We've got to get his impression of what happened
with
there.
With mustard
too.
On the field.
Yeah,
and
mustard
stuff.
On the field.
All right. So we're talking right now to Barstool Big Head. He's brought to you by our friends at 3Chi and the Curcio Law Offices.